Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on grid radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Lightfoot.
Raid back at it, people, for hour number two. The people have spoken. They want another hour. That's what they want. That's what we're going to give them here on the Sports Grid Network. Absolutely there. First off, before we get to the phone lines, which are popping, 844-843-6879. Also, you want to get a hold of me? Hashtag SG Moneyline on Twitter or X, whatever you might want to call it. But we got to find out where JP is going here with his action this afternoon. It is a side. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. 9:59, 9:60, 7 o'clock start tonight, Chicago Cubs, New York Mets, Smiley Senga. I'm going Cubbies here today. That is your side as a slight dog.
I'm going with the Nationals tonight.
Oh, what? Whoa, now what's the reasoning? Give me a reasoning behind that plus 195 dog.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off the series sweep of the Reds. They've been hitting the ball well, and yeah. I know Suarez has been good lately, but I don't think he's actually good. So I could see the Nationals putting up some runs and the Phillies not keeping up here.
Yeah, by the way, I was at the game on Saturday night here where they had the Royals. The Royals put up some numbers all weekend long. So did the Phillies. So there's no surprise that that line opened up at FanDuel at 9.5, now sits at 10. We're probably looking at more runs tonight. By the way, let me just get a quick weather glimpse of tonight. There you go. 85 degrees at first pitch, wind blowing out dead center field, 13 miles an hour. We might be getting runs, people. But let's get to the phone lines, have some fun today. 844-843-6879. It's Chris in Austin, batting leadoff in hour number two. What's up there, Chris?
Mr. DRS, thanks for taking my call, my friend. It was a good weekend.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. I cleaned up yesterday. I mean, I hit two plus 400 home run props with Cronenworth.
That's so good.
And who was the other one? Cronenworth. I had J.D. Martinez and plus a bag and a half.
Did you go Freeman in that game, too? Freeman went yard yesterday. Who else did you have?
Oh, Freeman. There he is. And Freeman, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was good, man. I had a really good day yesterday because I was on the Orioles. I was on the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I was on the Jays.
There you go.
It was a good one, man. Yeah, and I had took a break Saturday because of your Phillies kept burning me. Every time I put a Philly on a parlay, they burned me. And then they win the next day, Donnie. It was crazy. But talking about Philadelphia, man, I watched Goliath this weekend. Have you seen Goliath?
No, you know what is it?
From Philly.
Yes, okay, gotcha. Yes, absolutely is. Yep.
I did not know he was from Philly. I think after watching that, most of it, I didn't finish it all because, man, they go into his life, all of his ridiculous records. Like, how do you average over 48 minutes a game? I think about the Warriors Chamberlain shirt. He averaged over 48 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Minute.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. If there's any one person that I may take the argument better than Jordan, it would be Chamberlain. I'll listen to an argument for Chamberlain. And I want a Philadelphia Warrior jersey. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. If you get a chance, man, I got suckered in when you were talking about a fight last week with Paramount. I bought that fight, and so now I've got Paramount, and I decided to give it a give it a check. But it was decent, man.
Yeah.
I thought about you too, DRS. I said, man, I gotta call DRS and let him know he's gotta check out his hometown hero, Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, today, man, you know, you and Joe were talking about the Dodger game because I kind of made all of my bets last night. I see a lot of traps today, and so there's only like three plays that I really like. I took the I took the Blue Jays -123.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Yankees -158. I got the over in the Yankee game at 7.5. It's at 8 now.
Mm-hmm.
I took the under in Miami Marlins Cincinnati Red game at 10.5. I got 10.5. I took that under, and then I parlayed them together. So I was listening to you and Joe this morning. So I said, well, I'm gonna try this day game because you know you got to be careful because of course I woke up to $100 on the draw with Nigeria. And England, was it?
I think it was. Hey, good luck.
Yeah, always
England. Out of a
yeah, I hit that draw. So that, what do you think about these home run pops, Donnie? Let's go Fernando Tatis to hit a home run +300. Let's go Max Muncy to hit a home run +380. And let's go Gary Sanchez to hit a home run +450.
Yeah, it makes some sense. Yeah, because for me, more of the Padres side. Like, I'm looking forward to fading Gonsolin more than I am Lugo, but that makes some sense. And also, you know, very rare, we talked about even this morning, Chris, was that marine layer on the West Coast. In the day, it's not necessarily there. And you got a day that's close to 80 degrees with the wind blowing out. You take advantage of it there in San Diego. I like that. There we go. Chris checking in from Austin here. Look at that. Phone lines are working today, people. The people are calling in and giving the people the plays that we need, which you know what?
Yeah, tremendous.
Even K-Dub's calling in here. Hey, Kevin, you going to call in here on the line? Was it good jokes today? Okay, thanks a lot, man. And also, very solid points.
That's a sound point.
All over the place. I mean, we got the people calling in. You got K-Dub calling in. It's fun in hour number two. And also, let's get to that Major League Baseball card and have some fun. That's what's coming up next. Conference football. Excuse me. College football. Conference realignment. We'll talk about that as well. Some interesting things doing here with some of the quarterbacks also in the NFL. Why does nobody want to accept the Netflix quarterback series for any one of these quarterbacks moving forward? Something to keep an eye on. And also, should we be looking at Jimmy Garoppolo's interception struggles as a real issue? A lot of topics here. Make sure you keep the dial 159. It's Donnie in the afternoon. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it in hour number two. Tons of topics to hit overall, including your phone calls.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah, you know the way to get through here. 844-843-6879. Also, any hot topics, any questions, the best way to reach out certainly here on Twitter, hashtag SG Moneyline. Now, I did want to talk about this topic here to start once again, just as a quick brush over from hour number one. Conference realignment and why it makes sense in college. And granted, if you are a traditionalist, if you are a alumnist of Oregon State, yeah, you don't like this all that much because you're getting left out in the dark. But the reason why we love the NFL is because you're getting the best of the best playing each other. At no time, and there are instances, right? If you take a look at like your favorite team's schedule, it's professionals all the way across the board. The preseason games are what we couldn't stand. And again, I was a season ticket holder from 2003 all the way up to the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017. It's a long time. I saw hundreds of football games. Everything, every single superstar, every single team that came through Lincoln Financial Field, I was there for. All of them. Tom Brady's, the Peyton Mannings, I saw them all. Aaron Rodgers, you name it, I saw them there. But at no point here, right, during that regular season, I was like, you know what, I'm going to take this week off. I don't feel like going down. Whether or not it was the Bengals back in the day, the Jets, whoever was bad that came to town, Jacksonville, Tennessee, didn't matter. I wanted to see each and every week and had a blast at those games. Because I knew I was getting an honest effort from an NFL game on both sides, from the Eagles' perspective and the opposite team. Whether or not that spread was 7 points, 8 points, 2 points, whatever it would be, you got excited and you knew you were going to watch professional football, and that's the way it was. Now, the reason why I equate college football to professional football is, in professional football, back in the day, so I just like to say, when I had tickets, there was four preseason games. And the only thing you hoped for was your hometown team got the third preseason game at home, which means you might get to see, and back in the day, it was like a half of football out of the starters. You can enjoy it. You can say, hey, McNabb's out there, and Terrell Owens, and Javon Curse. You get the drift? Yeah. Brian Westbrook. Brian Dawkins, they're all going to play out here. And that's what you wanted. But the other games were a waste of time. Now in preseason, every single game is a waste of time. So if there are three games, you kind of hope that your team only gets one game so you don't have to pay for two preseason games. You say, Donnie, what are you talking about college football realignment in the NFL preseason? Because if you are an Alabama fan, when you look at the schedule when it comes out, you automatically got three preseason games on that schedule that you don't feel like showing up for. The Citadel and whatever, MAC team and whatnot. That all would go away in my world in a super conference of 40 football teams. Every single game would matter. And if you say, well, you know, well, the playoffs are expanding. No. Hear me out. Just like in the NFL, does anybody want not watch week one, two, three, four? Like, hey, by the way, the Chiefs are 2-2 through 4 weeks. Psht, season's over. No reason to watch the Chiefs anymore. Madness. Nonsense. Have a structure just like the NFL. Play your quote-unquote playoff games in your own building in college. Have a rotating, you know, same thing as the NFL. Miami, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Arizona, Los Angeles. Rotation Vegas of the Super Bowl. But be college football. Tremendous the amount of money. And also, for all the people who say, well, what about Central Michigan? Well, they still have their place. There's still going to be Division I football that you can enjoy. But we're not going to be inundated with that. We're not going to believe that that matters on a grand scale. Hear me out on it. College football realignment, I used to fight. No. But once the players started to get paid, the gloves are off. You no longer can say, like, oh, it's not fair to the kids. It absolutely is. The kids are getting paid. The coaches are getting paid. The schools are getting paid. And how much you get paid depends on how good your football program is. And if you get accepted, like, you know, oh, man, I just got accepted into an Ivy League school. Yeah, you're probably going to make some money if you graduate, right? You have a great networking team once you get out. Hey, where'd you go? Yale? Hey, Yale got over here. Come on. Hire you my law firm. It's the same way in sports. Give me the time. I don't even care. Don't even mess, which, again, here's part number two. I say don't even mess about just leave college basketball behind. Just the football teams will leave. That would make the most sense. But let's not be naive, people out here. What do we love? March Madness, it is awesome. From the conference championships right through to the tournament itself, fantastic from start to finish. But if you're naive thinking, and I always use Ohio State just because it's a monster program across the board. If you sat down with the athletic director from Ohio State and you told him, hey, look, get a couple of your buddies along with you, Michigan, Clemson, whoever. Actually, you know what? Forget about that. Forget even about Clemson. Let's talk about the big, like, you get Duke, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Kentucky. You see where I'm going. UCLA, whoever it might be. Bring 40 of your best friends along, and we'll separate outside of the NCAA and have our own championship. Would it stink? Yes, because I love the tournament. I love the early chances of upsets. We can bet all the tournament games, except here in New Jersey when, like, St. Peter's goes on a run and we can't bet it. That's another day for another story. But you're telling me that Ohio State will go, let me get this straight. For the good of college basketball, we'll say no. But if we really want to do this, what's that mean, dollar figure? Oh, by the way, what do you get paid by the, and I'm just using fictitious numbers. If you make the NCAA tournament, get split up in your conference, you're going to see $3 million out of the tournament. I said, okay, that's pretty cool. What if I told you I could get you $25 million guaranteed every single year if you're in this 40 conference league or whatever? They would do it in a second. And that's what football is doing. And would you complain right now? Same thing as the NBA. About 30 teams lining up trying to win a championship, playing each other every night. Who would say no to that? Or let me guess, you enjoy the late November directional schools where Kentucky plays Hampton 32 straight times before they start their conference schedule. Stop it. What if I told you Kentucky would have a banger every night like it's in the NBA? And yeah, all done, there's a lot of bad NBA teams. You get the point that I'm making here. We're not having 36.5-point lines in November. You're getting Duke, Kentucky right off the bat. And once Duke plays Kentucky, they're playing Notre Dame. And after they play Notre Dame, they're playing Ohio State. And after that, they're playing UCLA. And after that, they're playing USC. And after that, they're going to play Texas. And then Oklahoma. And then Gonzaga, if they're allowed in. Do you see where I'm going? Or Oregon. Any one of these big teams. We would all win so big as a fan base if that happens. So there are a lot of people out there like, no, that's a dumb idea. Traditionalist, I get it. But if you're telling me we're just going to get the best playing the best on a consistent basis and you're going to say no because you like Kentucky Bowling Green, no, you don't. No, you don't. Sure, we'll gamble on it. Of course we will. But if you have the choice on Kentucky Bowling Green or Kentucky when Louisville is good, stop it. You know where you're going here. Villanova basketball. Will they get invited into the basketball super conference? Marquette. UConn. See where I'm going? Come on, we're not playing Framingham State 13 times in the month of November and December. We're not doing that. We are having a star-studded schedule with no cupcakes allowed. Imagine the ratings that that would do. Tremendous. Same thing as I talked about with college football. Just remove the cupcakes from the schedule, and my goodness, we would party all the way through and say, why didn't we think about this before? Yeah, it's great if you're a head coach and you're racking up wins against Northwest Tech State. Stop it. Put your best foot forward. Play the best. Everybody wins, including the college's pocketbook. No doubters, people. Come on back. It's Moneyline on a Monday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here on a Monday afternoon on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Also, if you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, you can do that at hashtag SGMoneyline. Now, going over a lot of hot topics as we've been all the way through, look, we talked college football, how the playoffs are going to happen here, what's actually going to take place in college basketball once these conference alignments are settled in. I think it's going to be good things here, so we'll make it back to that a little bit later in the show, but Major League Baseball certainly going to take center stage today. First game in the afternoon up, we talked about a little bit. 4:10 start Eastern, that's the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. Now, last week, I did take a small future wager on the San Diego Padres. Now, it's not going to pay anything unless they make the playoffs. They're currently three games back in the wild card race. Now, they do take on the Dodgers today. Price point here, it is a favorite here for the Padres, and by the way, that's going up here in the afternoon. Noon, as we've seen. This line this morning was a minus 112 price. It now sits at a minus 144. It's Seth Lugo and Tony Gonsolin on the mound. Also, had a couple callers there, which included Chris, looking at some home run props in this game. For me, it's going to be a fade of Tony Gonsolin. When we take a look at his numbers over the past 30 days, they're a little bit high. 206 ISO power number at a weighted on base percentage of 330. But more importantly here, when we take a look at his xFIP numbers here, over the past 6 weeks, a 5.35, and that's the angle that you want to take. Now, the guys with the elevated numbers in the lineup today for those San Diego Padres, Juan Soto at a 471 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, that's where you're going to want to put your money. 496 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching, that's where you want to go. The only downfall sometimes, as we say, swing the bat, Juan Soto. He walks so many times, close to 20% over his last 64 at-bats against right-handed pitching. Another guy in that lineup I have my eye on here, it's G-Man Choi in the 7-hole, a 484 ISO power number and a 493 weighted on base percentage. That's where I'm going here, but also, that ticket here was only $33 on the San Diego Padres. If they end up winning the World Series, that turns $33 into $1,500. But again, that's not going to make me any money, any hedging opportunities, unless they actually make the playoffs. This is a big game against the Dodgers here, where they can start that up. Game number two on the card, 6:40 p.m. Eastern. That's the Miami Marlins and the Cincinnati Reds. We got a high total in this game, listed at 10.5. And if you take a look at the Marlins, they're now up to a minus 154 price on this game. On the road, both of these teams absolutely struggling at the moment. Now, somebody has to win. I guess you could say that's a good thing here. But where is your money going to actually go in this game? If we're looking at some of the ex-FIP numbers here, we don't have a lot on Yuri Perez because he's just coming back for injury. But the pedigree of pitching is better on the Marlins side than it is for the Cincinnati Reds. Now, if we take a look from a Reds perspective today and say, okay, well, who's on the mound for them? That's Brandon Williamson, left-handed pitcher. Now, when you take a look at Brandon Williamson here, his ex-FIP over the past 6 weeks is a 4.91. That is elevated. But you want to take a look at that Miami Marlins roster today, 1-9. We don't have official lineups out yet for Miami. We do have them, however, for Cincinnati. But the focus here is going to be on that lineup hitting left-handed pitchers. Jorge Soler, 316 ISO power number. Josh Bell, 200. Jake Berger, 643. Avisail Garcia, 300. John Birdie, 318. Nick Fortes, 385. That's going to get my attention tonight, no doubt about it. Now, waiting on the phone lines now, 844-843-6879. The X-Man is calling in on a Monday afternoon, X-Man. What's good?
I had a 10-1, but I just made it a 15-1.
Now, tell me about it. Who's in there?
The Cubs, the Yankees, the Angels, all 1.5. 15-1.
I mean, how did it work out over the weekend for you? I mean, were we profitable there? How did it go?
I had a couple one-loss tickets, man. But I'm back.
The people are cheering right now, though. They're cheering. Do you hear them cheering in the background for you? I mean, there are a lot of people rooting on you here for you.
I know. Hey, I was real close. I wanted to go Liberty yesterday, but I went AJ Wilson over 9.5 rebounds for her to own the whole fourth quarter. I mean, play the whole fourth
quarter. Sometimes you get the bad beats.
Yeah. But I hit everything.
New week, new money.
Working out.
Yep.
New week, new
15
money.
15-1 today. Now, can you do me a favor here, X-Man? Hit me up, hashtag SG Moneyline. Put that together. We're retweeting that out for the people today. Can you do that for me?
I got you. And I got something else for the future.
Yep. Give me it. I'm writing it down.
College football. It's going to be an ACC-SEC merge, and it's going to be a Big Ten-Big 12 merge.
Big money out there in the streets. What about basketball? Are they following along, or are we just doing football there?
It's all going to flow. Everything.
I like it.
ACC and the SEC, and then the Big Ten with the Big 12. That's what I need.
Now, since I got you on the phone here, too. Yeah, it's happening. It's going to happen. Now, give me something for college football to bite on this year. I mean, who's your squad this year? Who is it?
I think the Pac-12 will have a good year because they got the best quarterback. Watch out for USC to win. Seriously. And
how about that?
SEC, I think it's over for Georgia. Watch out for Tennessee. They got the better quarterback returning. Tennessee Volunteers.
There you go.
They came off a big Orange Bowl win. Hey, watch out for Tennessee.
There you go. We got the whole board covered now. we're in it. Got preseason football this weekend, college football week zero coming up. The X-Man handing out 15 to ones. Who's going to tweet us back here at hashtag SG Moneyline? So if anybody else has props out there or plays, let us know there. But the X-Man's in it to win it this weekend. Again, I expect at 4:45 when I'm up here sitting in the office ready to go, one of those little, you know, tickets there with a little bit of illustration for the X-Man that shows us, like, yeah, we actually claim that here. So, by the way, and I know some people aren't listening in here all the way through as they go along, but come on now. Tim Anderson battling Jose Ramirez, some of the best things that you're ever going to see.
And in this corner, fighting for the Guardians, Jose Ramirez. In the other corner, for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Anderson.
And as they said, down goes Anderson in that rumble. By the way, are we going to get a round two of that? That would be pretty interesting to watch over here. But let's get back to the Major League Baseball card. And once again, if you want to get through, it's easy. See the guys calling in here. It's 844-843-6879. And also, if you want to get through on the Twitter machine, hashtag SG Moneyline. Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals today from the city of brotherly love. You saw the Phillies pick up a series victory against the Kansas City Royals, but also playing good baseball here is the Washington Nationals. Now, JP, behind the wheels of steel, said the Washington Nationals are going to upset the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, I'm not going to bet the Phillies on the money line, but I am going to root for them to win. But also, there are some opportunities here for those left-handed bats to get going. If anybody's watching Bryson Stott over the past month, month and a half, he's been on fire, and we've been riding him here with those RBI shots. If we're looking at Trevor Williams today, and we give out those numbers once again, he's a fadeable pitcher. He's 19th out of 20 today with an xFIP number of a 5.43. And when you take a look at Trevor Williams over the past 30 days, take a look at these xFIP numbers here. Excuse me, the ISO and weighted on base percentage numbers. 366 and 459. He's going to be in that dangerous territory. So Kyle Schwarber today, a 255 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. He makes sense. And finally yesterday, he went yard as well. Bryson Stott, multiple RBIs yesterday as well, including a home run. He's 226 ISO and a 412 weighted on base percentage going up against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. So three games on the card to start the day. Dodgers, Padres, Marlins, Reds, Washington Nationals, Philadelphia Phillies. It makes some sense here. There are some really good batters. I'm focused on the Padres bats, the Miami Marlins bats, and the Philadelphia Phillies bats. And the Phillies are a heavy favorite today at a -230 price going over. It's -235, excuse me, now at the FanDuel Sportsbook going up against them. Marlins, again, a -154 price, and the San Diego Padres at a -154. But one of the biggest favorites of the day, which again has my attention, that's the Atlanta Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Currently at the FanDuel Sportsbook here, they're -300 favorites on the money line on the road. That's Strider versus Bido with a total that's listed at 9. Now, if we're taking a look at that game overall, Bido is the worst pitcher on the card for me. 23 innings pitched over the past 6 weeks, a 5.52 xFIP number. Now, if we take that into, you know, focus, Atlanta, so many good batters in that lineup. So what we have from earlier today, if you were following along with the same game parlay, we're lining up three angles here in the Braves game. And that's the three's a charm same game parlay. Albies to record a run, Austin Riley and Matt Olson each to record a hit. When that happens, that will hit at +173. What's the reason we like that? Well, Bido's not a great pitcher here. If we take a look at Albies over the past 30 days against right-handed pitchers, that's a .240 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of .353. We just need him to score a run. Then Austin Riley behind him, a .443 ISO and a .488 weighted on base percentage, followed by Matt Olson in the cleanup spot, an astounding .431 ISO and a .482 weighted on base percentage. So let's keep it simple. Albies gets on base, Riley moves him over with a base knock, and Olson drives him in. That cashes in that .173 price. We got a lot more Major League Baseball to go on this card today, but my goodness, time is flying. Already halfway through hour number two, and still a full Major League Baseball card to hit, which includes what to do with the New York Mets. They stink. They haven't won a game since the break. But more importantly, the Cubs are on fire, and they're underdogs. We'll talk about that game and much, much more. Your phone calls, also checking the Twitter machine. Has it been fun on a Monday? Are we going to be profitable tonight? Absolutely. It's Donnie Wrightside in the afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, welcome back into the program here. Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159, down the right side right here, going over Major League Baseball and a lot of other topics, which include, you hear the background noise right there. The music is playing. Hard Knocks is close, I assume. Is it this week? You know, usually you get one snapped off before that first preseason game. They've been filming the Jets right now. So I wonder if we are going to get a Hard Knocks this week. And, you know, me, who won't look too much into the future here, and I'm glad it will be on HBO, I guess, Max as well, so I don't have to wait up at 9 o'clock. It's late in the DRS household. I don't know if I'll be able to wait up, but I do want to watch Hard Knocks this year with the New York Jets. By the way, we didn't breach this topic or go over this topic today just yet. Shohei Ohtani and the Angels and what the deal is with them. You know, going all in was sort of a joke with the term, because going all in doesn't mean getting Lucas Giolito, Randall Grichuk, and CJ Cron. They're nice pieces to a puzzle if you already have that puzzle envisioned of you going to the playoffs. Now, the Angels, due to the teams they were playing, Shohei Ohtani red hot, were starting to get up that little stroke in the egos of the team and the fan base, and maybe we can do this. And Artie Moreno, who's the owner of the Angels, going, you know, let's try to gut this out. Mike Trout's probably going to be back sooner than later, and Shohei Ohtani will continue to hit at an MVP level, and everything is going to be good, right? Exactly. That's what we all thought about that at this point here. Because when you're taking a look at what made sense for the Angels, it was no doubt about it, absolutely switching things up. And that means getting rid of Ohtani, getting rid of Anthony Rendon, getting rid of Mike Trout, making the necessary adjustments to retool that farm system so in a couple years, you would be able to absolutely compete here. But instead, here's what you're actually getting at the deadline, post-deadline, for those Angels. Absolutely nothing. They haven't won since the deadline. If you're looking in the American League West standings, the Angels, 56 and 57 now, 10 and a half games back of the leaders here, the Texas Rangers. But more importantly, you're taking a look at the wild card race. They are 7 games back. They're 7 games back, which doesn't mean 7 games against one team. You would have to jump the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, the Seattle Mariners, and then get in there and knock out the Toronto Blue Jays. So when you're sitting around, this is what I say. Does anybody believe that they can actually get into the playoffs? You hear the crickets? I hear them. They're chirping right now. You know why? Nobody out there believes that the Angels can actually get into the playoffs. We didn't believe that the Angels would make it into the playoffs even on their hot streak here. It's not as if they went all in and picked up a top flight Cy Young caliber pitcher and said that was our last piece to the equation. No, they didn't do that. They got Lucas Giolito, who's getting bombed left and right since heading over to Los Angeles. Quite frankly, he was doing that already with the White Sox at this point. But the Angels, something you have to give a little bit of credit to the organization by saying, you know what, we owe our fan base here, we want to make a playoff run. But you got to be realist at the same time, don't you? You got to be real about the situation. The Angels weren't good enough over the past couple years with the two best players in Major League Baseball. It just doesn't work sometimes. It's like banging your head against the wall going, you know what? I think today I'm going to break through with my head. Wham, wham. Oh, no. Only thing I gave myself was a concussion. That's what happens. The Angels aren't good enough. Now, instead of getting a couple nice pieces for Ohtani, you get a first-round draft pick. Congratulations, Angels, here. That player probably will turn into nothing in the next 5 years, and you got zero for Shohei Ohtani. Like, it's not like you lose Ohtani, get the number one overall pick. What the hell, you get a sandwich pick. It's like 35th or 40th. You might get a decent player, and that decent player might never even make it to Major League Baseball. That's just the way it goes. missing their window. I mean, they didn't even have a window, which is crazy. Let's get in the NBA. You have 2 to 3 best players in the league on the same team. You go, yeah, but can't even make the playoffs. It doesn't even compute. That doesn't even make any sense. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, by the way, I have Trout and Ohtani. Yeah. You don't even make the playoffs. Ridiculousness at that point. But they missed the beat. Is the season over? Technically, no. But I think you guys know as well as I do, the Angels aren't making the playoffs. And that's just being real here. All right. Enough with the Angels talk. Back to the Major League Baseball card tonight. What do you make of this line? What do you make of this line right here? When you put something through the computer system, right? And you say to yourself, look, let me go to the FanDuel right now. What are the numbers on this game? Yep, still here. Like, you put some stuff into the machine, and it comes out on the other side like this, right?
Chicago Cubs, New York Mets, price point, -120, favorite for the Mets.
You big computer, get out of my face, man. What? The Mets can't win, they stink. The Cubs are hot as all get out. And yes, the Cubs are dogs today at the FanDuel Sportsbook. +102 and a total of 9. Looking at the lineup, which I don't know if we have an official lineup out just yet. They're starting to leak through. Let me just hit the quick refresh button here. Because I want to give you an idea of what's taking place here for those Chicago Cubs at the plate. And we don't have an official lineup out just yet here. But let's line this game up. Because Kodai Senga is not a bad pitcher. Don't get me wrong. Let me see where he's listed on the board here. Senga's 7th out of 20 pitchers today. Almost 40 innings over the past 6 weeks, but a 3.44 xFIP, which is very good. But again, he's not going up against the Nationals, who actually are starting to hit the baseball here. He's just like going up against a team like the Royals. They're really hitting the baseball now. Maybe those juice baseballs here that Rob Manfred finally put into play here in the second half of the season. But let me list you the anticipated lineup today, 1 through 9. Once again, keep in mind, weighted on base percentage, .320 is average. The lowest guy in that lineup today for the Cubs, anticipated to be in that starting lineup against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, is .313. That's Tucker Barnhart in the 9-hole. Basically a pitcher, like a high-powered pitcher down there at .313 as a weighted on base percentage, just under the Major League Baseball average. Let's take a look at every other batter that we anticipate to be in the lineup today for those Cubbies. Talkman, .418. Horner, .403. Happ, .363. Bellinger, .445. Swanson, .524. Candelario, .444. Morel, .361. Madrigal, .456. Every one of those first 8 batters with a minimum of 20 at-bats against right-handed pitching over the past month. And a lot of those guys, over 70 and 60 at-bats here, respectively. This team is on fire right now. And if you tell me right now, like, you got the Brewers out here that are fighting, the Reds that are fighting, and the Cubs just might be able to knock them all down. Now, granted, they're on a hot streak. There are ebbs and flows. What's going to happen when the bats cool down for the Cubs? Can they continue to stay hot? But having said that, will they be in first place when that happens? They're only a game and a half out of first place in the NL Central, which is amazing. But the game itself for me is not talking really about the Cubs and how great they've been and 6 straight series wins for them, or the Mets being as stinky as they are. It's the simple fact that the Mets are a favorite today against the Cubs, man. Like, you're only as good as, like, your pitching momentum the next day. And obviously, the
computer printouts,
they're saying that Drew Smiley is not supposed to win today against the New York Mets. And that's where it stands, right? That's what we're looking at here today. Now, other games, I wonder why, because I didn't get to some of these games just yet. They're going to take place a little bit later, but I want to handicap these games together with you. Only have a couple more minutes. The Milwaukee Brewers, who are at home taking on the Colorado Rockies, it's an 8.5. Now, I don't have the lineups out just yet for the Brewers, but you want to talk about a lineup that puts the baseball in play? That's what they do. Only one guy in this lineup has a K rate of above 20% against right-handed pitching over the past month. That's Willy Adames. Everybody else is putting the ball in play, which is fantastic. Because if we're looking at pitchers here who aren't very good, that's Peter Lambert and his 507 xFIP number. Now, granted, some of those splits are differentiating between home and away. Let me see, by the way. Let's go to advanced statistics here, because I'm going to take a look at the xFIP minus number to see if it checks out here on Lambert or not. Yeah, see, Lambert's still 116. So even though you can put him in Colorado or take him out of Colorado, he's still having a down season at that point, which is very interesting. So that brings us back here to taking a look at why maybe some players in the lineup for the Milwaukee Brewers make some sense. Now, granted, you're always going to start and finish, it feels like, with Christian Yelich in that leadoff role. But getting RBI, it feels like he probably would have to hit a home run. But over the past couple of days, like Turang, Weimer, I'm watching home runs leave the yard here. And if guys are going to be putting balls in play, if you take a look at Yelich, now granted, it's the Rockies. I don't know what that price point's going to be. Let me go to Bet365 to score a run market tonight and see where that lines up today. All right, so we got Lambert, Peralta. Let me dip into this. We'll go player props to record a run. Yelich has to be minus money tonight, right? Look at that. He's a minus 135 to record a run. Because you know as well as I do, he's going to be on base. Contreras, Santana, Adamas, Frelick right behind him. Somebody's going to drive him in. But typically, like, again, look at this game, right? Other Milwaukee Brewers players, Adamas plus 115 to score a run. Canha plus 130. Contreras plus 110. Frelick plus 140. Monasterio plus 160. See what I mean? Everybody is plus money except for Yelich because it seems like a formality that he's going to be able to score a run. Now let's flip it over to the market of, let's just say we can trust him getting on base and hitting for power, and somebody behind him, whether it be Anderson, Turang, or Weimer, will be on base with a legitimate chance to drive in a run. That's a plus 175. And again, he has the legitimate ability to hit a home run tonight by himself. 282 ISO power number going up against right-handed pitching. That does make some sense. Boy, there are some interesting options. By the way, late night tonight, Gerrit Cole, Dylan Cease, Yankees, Chicago, White Sox, Yanks a favorite there on the road. Big game, too, and also for my Padres bet for the future if they can win the World Series. But again, I just need them to make the playoffs, and I can turn that ticket into a nice profit. It would be nice if the Angels actually woke up tonight and won against the San Francisco Giants. But the Angels are a dog, and rightfully so. That game probably is going to stay under the total in late-night action. Oakland, those bats have actually come to play over the past 30 days. Look at the middle of that lineup here. Blade, Geloff, Brown, Rooker, Diaz, all above average weighted on base percentages, which is pretty interesting here. So we'll see what happens tonight. But I am going to ask the gambling gods to continue our success. We had a great weekend of gambling. And you know what they say?
Tonight, it looks like a monster night in Major League Baseball.
I mean, they're with us. They're with us, people. Everybody calling into the show today, giving out those hot plays. The gambling gods have spoken, and they are in it to win it with us here today. I can't wait for tonight to get started. New week, new money, as I like to say. Absolutely. That's what we do here on Moneyline. It's been a fantastic show, but you know what? We got one little morsel to go before we set you off in the afternoon here and get you ready for Coast to Coast on the Sports Grid Network. I'll be right back, and we're going to recap. Picks, and more picks? Absolutely. Tony Wright's out here in the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Almost time to finalize those cards for a winning night tonight in Major League Baseball. By the way, as we told you before, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, we do have preseason action in the NFL, so certainly something to look forward to. But getting to the news of the day is, yeah, we're trying to win some cash tonight. Same game parlay for myself that I gave out earlier on the early line. That is Ozzy Albies to record a run of the Atlanta Braves, along with Riley and Olsen to get a hit So once those three legs hit, that's a plus 173 price. There's going to be some action today. So once again, I don't have a finalized card, but you guys know I share everything I possibly can with you guys on the radio. Follow me at RightsideVP on Twitter, because there are some good RBI opportunities tonight, which include this afternoon at 4:10, coming up in about an hour. I think I'm probably going to be on some San Diego Padres. I'll definitely be in on some Miami Marlins tonight, Philadelphia Phillies. Those first three games, absolutely. As you know, I'm already in on the Atlanta Braves game. And then a little bit later tonight, there might be some action that we can hit as well. But I think the best of it for me is earlier in the evening, which is fantastic. JP, let the people know where you're going tonight with your money line bets.
Yeah, we're taking a stab at the Nationals as an underdog.
Nats coming to town today. And by the way, over the past month, I bet the Nats quite a bit on RBI props. It's a shame that Candelario got moved to the Cubs, because that was a lineup that was sneaky talented, but yet still doing some damage right now. Thomas in the middle of that order here always gives you a nice effort there for those Washington Nationals. And we'll see who's going to line up tonight, but I do expect we get some runs. Lane Thomas in that two-hole, as I said. C.J. Abrams started to hit Meneses as a DH. Kybert Ruiz, Stone Garrett, Dom Smith. JP's calling for an upset today. And by the way, numbers are stacked there, by the way, for the Nats tonight as they line up against left-handed pitching. We should see some runs in the city of brotherly love, no doubt about it. But we're looking for big things, which include big things this week. Solo missions for Donnie Wrightside. When? Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? And Friday? Yeah. How much fun was it today? We'll continue all the good times tomorrow. Thanks for all the phone callers calling in and listening along with us and rooting on our wagers tonight. For JP behind the wheels of steel, I'm Donnie Wrightside. Thanks again for listening to Moneyline. I'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.